Welcome back.
Yes, welcome to the show. We are excited.
We're thrilled.
I'm thrilled.
I am appalled.
Oh, hello, appalled.
I am aroused.
But it's more my suspicions that are.
Well, yes, exactly.
Yes.
Something's up. Something is amiss.
Something is amiss. Awry.
Perhaps what the thing that is amiss,
yes,
is our listeners who have been amissing us.
They have been amissing us. And we hope you are back with your ears attached to our show.
Indeed. And attached to your head.
That's where they should be.
No point if they're attached to your earbuds but not attached to your head.
Yes, it does not work that way.
No.
No, tell me about it.
Somewhat telepathic.
Exactly.
But that's a whole kettle. That's another
fish kettle. That's another more kettle.
More eggs in the basket.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
Mr. Phillip.
Hey, Leslie. Leslie the Cock Johnson.
I'm here and I'm proud about it.
Tell me.
Yes.
Am I stealing your thunder?
No.
Good.
No, there's no thunder stolen.
What's up, my friend?
Well, what's up? I've been in a bit of a grump this week.
It was
week.
A big huff, yes.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a slumpy, humpy, grumpy.
A slump.
It was a slump. I was a bit frumpy.
Ah, frumpy.
Yes.
Now, a bit dumpy.
Very
down in
dumpy.
The dumpies.
Well, I need to get out of them. And I think if I get this off my chest, then I will be able to move on.
Have you got a dump on your chest?
I do.
I've heard people do that sort of thing.
Yes.
It's not my cup of
well,
tea.
Well, that's where it all started.
I see.
Let me take you back to Wednesday.
All right.
So, thank you. Yes, the atmosphere helps. It was a pigeon.
Jeremy.
So thank
a
you.
Pigeon?
Yes. Could you make the noise again? There it is. That's a pigeon. I was walking along the street there with the net.
You know how I made that noise?
You know,
I just kind of just hold my jaw ajar. I just breathe through my lips.
Can you do it again? Look at that, your lips are going.
Yeah. I don't actually do anything with my tongue.
No, I can tell.
It's just my lips.
I was mesmerized, bro. I was like, what's happening over there? My eyesight's a bit that short. So I couldn't quite see, but, you know, it was very cool.
I am very tall.
You are very tall. And I'm quite short. So it's my cranes, my neck.
Sorry. Now tell me about your pigeon.
Well, here I was. I'll set the scene. I'll set the scene. Have a listen. The pigeon came past me. I was standing there, and then all of a sudden, I have to use such a crass word, I got absolutely annihilated by shit.
Oh, dearie me.
But here's the thing that confused me. Yes. I thought that it was the pigeon.
Well, yes,
as you would
expect. You hear
but
the pigeon noise?
The excrement was not white.
Oh, what colour was it?
It was brown.
Oh, I see. Yes, so that's a telltale sign. It's not normally a bird doing brown.
No, but here's where the grumpiness came in.
Yes.
I've
gone deeper too in my shared anger.
Yes, you did. Yes, I was a bit of a grump around the house, so I apologize. No, well, there I was, covered in brown, you know, turds. Not bird turds in this instance,
no.
As I soon found out. But what had happened was this pigeon,
yes,
had collected a turd.
Oh yes.
Now I don't want to, you know, anthropomorphize the situation, thinking that it collected the turd, thinking it was something else. It may have, I don't know. It may have had an ulterior motive.
Was it shiny at all?
The turd?
Yeah, the turd.
It had not yet been polished.
Okay. Bizarre then.
Mm.
You know, sometimes birds take shiny things
and
put it in their nest.
This one here, no, it was.
No, you can't
yet
polish.
It's
not polished.
I think a bird grabbed the turd and put the turd on me.
How absurd.
It was absurd.
That's absurd.
Anyway, that's where my week started.
Oh, my goodness.
So
how did it end?
Like, well, that's the thing. I missed the middle bit. Here's what happened in the middle.
I hope you watched your show.
Well, that's where. Okay, well, you're talking my language.
I
went home.
English.
With. Yes, it is English. I went home with the net and we went to wash my shirt. And what I've done in the morning, that morning, I had elected to misalign my buttons on my shirt.
Oh, dear.
Which, as you know, with my shirts, means that you cannot take it off without a secret code.
Well, that's true.
Yes,
it's a bit like the nuclear code.
It is. Well, it was that.
So got here the football ready.
Exactly.
You need your handprint to go, and then you can do it. You can disarm the bomb.
I was unable to disarm my top.
I mean, it's true. You've got weapons of mass destruction under that shirt.
I do, notoriously so. You do have a license for them, but...
Oh, well, good.
Line up to the firearm show.
Exactly. Mm. Every summer you can get a sneak peek for free.
I get them out.
When that sun's out.
You what. Yes, I get my guns and my buns out.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Sunny side up, baby.
Might see you down at Sunnyside Beach.
I'll be down there with my friends and family. But let's not talk about that now.
You're taking friends and family to Sunnyside Beach?
Yes.
That's a wonderful choice. I hear it's great for families.
It's very freeing.
Yes.
We like to, I feel like it's a good event. You get to know each other, inside and out.
I can imagine.
Yes. That's very sad. Yes. Anyway, where's I going with this?
You were washing your clothes.
Yes, thank you. Wow. Sound less impressed, would you, Philip? Here I was, my shirt strapped on me, turd on the front, and then so I was quiet in a huff, and the net said, you know what? Well, she said, you know what, Liz? You must keep the shirt on and clean it yourself. I will not touch it.
She's gotten quite deep with her old age.
It's my impression of her voice. I'm sorry.
Of course.
Yes, so... Here I was, for the last 6 days I've had shit on my shirt.
Yes.
And I only was able to take it off before the show today in a fit of rage. It was me trying to get this shirt off. And Jeremy, bless his cotton shirts. Happened to see that I had the shirt on the inside, had it on inside out.
Oh yes.
He saw the tag out and he said, well, you know what he said.
I know what he said.
Yeah, so, and I was able to get out of it.
Quite expressive.
Very raucous. And so thank you, Jeremy, for that. But that's why I've been in a bit of a frump.
I see.
A dump frump.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you're over that lump.
I'm over the lump, that hump.
Yep.
Yes.
That hump, that midweek hump.
That's it. Not to be confused, of course, with a midweek stump.
No. But now you're over the hump.
Yes.
I think there's nothing better than a bit of a weekend crump.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And while we're talking about it, I'd like to hear about what you're up to.
Well, speaking of a weekend crump.
Yes, go on.
I had a weekend pump.
Well, I could hear it.
I did everything I could that pumped.
Yes.
I went to the gym.
Great choice.
Gymnasium.
Yes.
I went to the petrol station.
You didn't.
I did. And I went to the sewage farm.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you can find a pump,
yes,
I was there pumping away.
Oh, all right.
Let me tell you, I got sent away many a time because I didn't have access to that.
Well,
and I got slapped with many an indecent exposure.
Well, you don't own a car, so I'm surprised you went down to the
servo. No, but, I got some good mileage out of my electrical scooter.
Well, that's true, actually, yeah.
That's a very good one I've got there.
Well, lubed tyre wheels.
With my what?
Your tyres have now been lubed.
Yes, sufficiently lubricated, yes, of course. And that helps with not slowing down.
Correct.
So I do like that. Yes. You can get up a good pace and you maintain it.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens.
Yes, now my mind's drifted, so let's keep going. So that's what you did. You had a couple of weekend pumps.
Yes, I did the weekend pumps.
Yes, that's good.
And look, that took up a lot of time, as has this chat. Perhaps that's all I did this weekend.
That's a good weekend for you, I think. A good weekend.
Yeah, you know, very active.
Active, absolutely. It's rejuvenating, engage. Expressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very wonderful.
You're celebratory.
I don't want to go so far, but I think it was explosive.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Hey.
Yes. What have we got planned for today's show?
Well, we have got a chance to put our our newfound knowledge, our newly learnt doctorates.
Oh, yes.
To good use.
Yes.
In
health and well-being doctorates.
In a segment that we like to call, not love to call, but we like to call Wellness Watch.
Wellness.
Wellness.
Wellness Watch.
Wellness Watch. Watch.
Well, wellness watch.
This watch.
Watch.
Wellness 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 Watch.
Yes, that's yes. That wonderful wellness watch.
It gets a little stressful there, doesn't it?
Yes, I know, but that's evocative of it the is, stress that is, people are feeling.
Absolutely. It's an evocative bit of music.
Yes.
Yes, and it's, look, it was put together by us across a couple of years in if any of we were feeling grumpy or we were feeling happy, we would record ourselves for that jingle specifically.
Indeed. We pre-planned.
We did PP.
Something that not often happens on this show.
She be rare, baby.
She be rare,
she be
indeed.
A rare, rare fox.
But people are stressed. And that's why we left it on that high stressful note.
We did.
Because we're here to solve that
we're here
stress.
That's it, exactly. So we are going to throw the line open and get our listeners in to call in if you have any. It can be anything.
Exactly.
Wellness
can be
is
anything. Anything at all.
Wellness is a big umbrella, a big brolly.
Indeed.
A big parapluie.
Indeed, what you said.
Yes.
I agree entirely.
I can hear.
It covers everything, you know, wellness.
Yes.
You know, you talk about your mental wellness,
you
your physical wellness,
you
your emotional wellness,
you do.
Your spiritual wellness.
You do. And?
And your metaphysical wellness.
That's it. And we are open to any of those. We have, of course, a very high qualification in it. Not yet a postdoctorate, but we've got a doctorate.
Well, yes. I mean, we've got it, but they're yet to put it in the mail.
Yes, correct. Once we've done that, we are too qualified.
Well, then we've got the postdoctorate ready to roll.
As soon as that happens, we close the segment. But for now, we'll milk it.
Indeed. All the best things in life.
Yes. Milked.
Milked. You know what I really like, Shay?
Go on.
Milk.
Yes.
But with a bit of a mystery B in there.
Give it a go.
Milk.
There was no mystery to that B, Mr. Philip. I saw that one coming a mile away. Try it again, but try to be more subtle.
Yeah, I love it like that. You ready?
Yeah.
Milk.
It sounds a lot like you're saying,
milked. Yeah, but it's just, you know, spices things up a bit.
It does.
Even though milk is what you typically have when you've had spices that are a bit too overpowering.
Yes, that's
milked.
True. Yes,
milked.
It's not working. I think you've got to stay on the M for longer. And
milked.
Milked.
That's a bit better, yeah. Milked.
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 Not milked. Bulk milked.
I was going to say, that's what the GPs do.
Silly, isn't it? Yes, yes, yes. Well, why don't you call in?
And what number are they calling in on today?
Oh, big number today. It is.
It is. I tell you what it is.
You tell us then.
182.
182.
That's all.
Lucky number 182 today. Call in on that.
Indeed. Blink and you'll miss it.
You absolutely will. Let's see who we have first. Sorry about that spike in the volume. Let's see who has decided to call us in today. You are on the line with Les. You're on the line with Philip, kind of. And you're on the line with Jeremy as well. Who the F are you?
Hello there.
Hello there. And what's
Where are you?
Hello?
I'm so sorry.
That's okay, man.
Can you speak up?
Yes, sorry.
I hear you now.
Oh, great. Who are you?
Sorry, one more time?
Who are you?
Damn it. One more time, please.
Who are you?
Oh, I hear you now. Yes. I'm Tom DeShore.
Hey, Tom DeShore.
Sorry about that. I think I had a poor connection.
Tom DeShore, how old are you?
Hey, come again?
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 23.
Oh, well, nobody likes you. Nobody likes you, mate. You've got it. You've got it. Roland. We're Roland. What's your age again? We're not stopping him. This is good. This is good. It's good listening. Tom DeShort, I've got some questions for you. Tom, I don't mind if you have the giggles. I just care about why you've called us in.
All right, guys.
Yes.
I need some dating advice.
Ah, well, you've come to the right man's. What do you need?
Well, I met this girl.
Yes.
I met her at a rock show.
Oh, it's a great place
to meet. We hit things off, and I want to take her on our very first date.
Oh, well, that's awesome, Tom DeShort. Tell me, what's her name?
Her name is Josie.
Oh, cool. And what's her age again?
She's 23 as well.
Oh, nobody likes her.
You're very aggressive.
Sorry, it's just
I'm really feeling this. I'm feeling this.
I can tell. Okay, Tom DeShort, what else?
It's a real love.
Very good, I'm glad.
Not the one that will fade and you get bored to death.
No, no, no.
Of each other.
No, no, no.
And just stay together for the kids.
Yeah, well, good on you. Well, yeah.
It's a real love.
This is a real love. Wow.
I can tell, even though we haven't even had our first date.
Yeah, I can tell you've really thought about this, Tom DeShort. Tom DeShort, once you've finished cleaning out your pockets, tell us, what else? What do you need to know?
I want to know.
Yes.
Where should we go?
Oh, well,
for our very first date.
Here, look. Here's what I suggest. I suggest you go to the desert.
The desert.
Yes. Roll with me with this, Mr. Phil.
Oh yes.
I think that
what's in the desert?
Well, sand.
Well, that's true. It is everywhere. It's coarse. It's everywhere.
It is coarse and it's everywhere. Anakin.
Get used to it.
Here's what. So traditionally in our lives, when someone flutters their eyes at you.
Oh yes.
Yes. It's a sign
of
that they are, you know, besotted.
Ooh,
potentially
yes.
They could be a little interested. In what you have to offer, and you indeed flutter your eyes.
Eyelids away. Blah,
that's
blah, blah, blah,
it, and off they go. Well, here's what I'm thinking. You go to the desert, Tom DeShort, where there's a lot of sand, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the wind blows the sand in your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? And
close just those eyes.
Well, my suggestion is tell her to keep them open, right? Hear me out. This is what I would do.
Okay.
You go to the desert, you prize her eyes open.
Oh, yes. Maybe like those little contraptions they have in A Clockwork Orange.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
A little portable one.
That's it. And you want to just make sure her eyelids are prized open and you let the sand just go in her eyes, right?
Straight in.
Hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
And now, thanks.
I'm listening too.
Oh, great. Everyone's here. Jeremy, are you listening? Great. Thank you for the clap. I've always said that. What I suggest is the sand will get in her eyes. Then,
yes,
take it out. Pop those out. You'll notice she will start blinking.
Oh, yes.
And if she blinks 182 times, you're in.
Oh, yes.
You're in, Tom
DeShort. You've got to count them.
You do have to count them.
You've got to be very perceptive there, Tom DeShort.
But, Tom DeShort, that is what I...
That's the long and short of it, I'd say, Tom.
It is, absolutely.
That is de long and de short of it.
Oh, very good. Very good, Mr. Philip. You're making fun of our guest.
Well, so are you.
Well, that's true. All I'm saying is 182 times is the correct number of blinks to prove that you're in love.
All right. I'll make sure I can count that fast, and I'll... Keep an eye on her.
Yeah, you better, as I would say to you if I was using your accent.
Good on you, Tom.
Yes,
thanks
you, Tom.
For calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, dearie me. This is going to be a fun episode to edit.
It's going
to
sound...
Just as well it's a short one.
No edits, all in.
Oh, I don't...
Not much swearing yet.
No. Well, there's been a little bit.
Oh, well.
Anyway, let's go to call number two, shall we?
Yes, sure. Talk like that for more. Yes, off we go.
No, I don't think I will. It's too in high intensity.
It is very high intensity and quite raucous.
Yes. We've got to slow things down.
Oh, right. I'll turn
it's
it down.
It's wellness out.
It is.
We want calmness.
I can relax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look how look how low I can go with my voice.
Wow, I'm erect.
I'm
fully erect. Yes, I'm not even half merged.
It is. You're gouging me.
It's quite a sight.
The table is off the ground. Annoying, because I can't reach the buttons, but you're doing a very good job.
Oh, dearie me.
Yes, should we go to our next caller?
Let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller number two.
Hello.
Hello, dear caller. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Egg.
Hello, Egg. Do you have a surname, Egg?
Well, what? I kind of have a name, yes. It's Sheeran.
Egg Sheeran?
Yeah.
Egg Sheeran?
Egg Sheeran.
Are you not related to the man who invented the AFL football, are you?
No, that's Egg Sharon.
Oh, I see, I see.
Different person.
Oh, unfortunate.
Yes.
Thought we were in the presence of some sort of pop culture royalty here.
No, not quite.
Well, tell me, Egg. Egg.
Egg is correct.
Wonderful Egg.
Thank
tell
you.
Tell me, what ails you and how can we assist you? What ails you?
Well, I have an addiction.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yes. It's
common these days.
Yes.
What is your vice?
It's eggs.
Eggs.
I have an egg habit.
Oh, how many? Are you eating perhaps, I don't know, 4 dozen a day to eat, get large?
I am. I'm addicted to the shape of egg.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, it's very supple.
It is.
Look. They're very, very sexual eggs.
They are,
not
yes.
sexual eggs. Very sexual food, yeah. I would
well,
say.
I'm addicted to the sexual eggs.
I see.
Yes. I'm on the egg team.
Oh, I see. Yes. You're on the egg yes. team. And so tell me, you've got so many eggs. Is this costing you a fortune?
It is costing me quite a lot, yes.
Must be costing you an arm and an egg.
Sorry. Are you making fun of me?
No, just a bit of friendly banter, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Are you under some financial stress?
A little bit.
Is this putting a bit of, sort of financial stress on your house?
I've had to sell it, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was my Egg house that's been sold.
Oh, wow, indeed. Yes.
It's getting to the point, and I'm just egging out loud now, but
Are you egging?
I'm egging.
You're egging, I see.
I'm sorry, yes, I'm...
When you say egging, do you mean like what the... Because, I mean, it is Halloween coming up.
Yeah, well, it depends.
It's Halloween today.
It was Halloween a long time ago.
Or it's Halloween tomorrow.
It's Halloween this year.
Or it's Halloween yesterday.
Yes, unlikely.
You know, when they do the trick-or-treating and yes. no one's home, they might egg the house.
Yeah.
Are you doing that
nah.
in advance of Halloween?
Well, I'm not...
This is how bad your addiction to eggs is.
Well, my egging situation is not... I don't throw them, I keep them.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yes.
Well, that's all right.
Yes. I see egg.
Yeah.
Inside the mountain or something like that. And I say, give me egg.
Oh, yes.
Give me egg.
Yes.
And I say, give me egg. And I say, all my friends...
Yes.
My friends, they say, you don't need me. I mean, they don't. They say, you need me.
Well.
I don't need egg.
Oh, so your friends are not supportive of your egg addiction.
They're not.
Your relationship with egg.
Yes, all my Galway eggs.
Oh, I see.
Yes, they are very not... not.
They would have cost quite a penny coming from Galway, I would say.
They're expensive eggs. I'm addicted to eggs.
Yes.
I'm in love with the shape of my egg.
Wowee. That's very impressive, Egg.
Thanks.
Well, tell me, Egg.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I'm at the end of my list.
Oh, wonderful, I see. So, your problem?
My
your
problem's problem, in my...
That's what ails you. What advice are you seeking from us?
I would like to know how to not be addicted to egg.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, crikey, how to not be addicted to eggs. Well, I would suggest...
Give me a suggestion.
And you'll see this pops up quite a lot with some people who suffer from addiction.
I see, egg.
Sometimes the addiction cannot be stopped, per se, within a person.
Okay, yes, keep going.
Sometimes the addiction, that is part of their personality.
Yes.
They have an addictive personality. And what you'll find is some people often will swap one addiction.
Yes.
Where it is potentially, detrimental to their health or their finances, like
correct.
Our dear friend Egg.
Yes, yes.
And they will swap it to a healthy addiction.
What do you
say,
suggest?
Like gym or photography classes.
Are you suggesting that I should take photography classes?
I think that would be a wonderful idea.
Oh.
And then, perhaps you could take your photos of eggs instead of eating the eggs.
Oh.
And then You know, then you can replace the number of eggs in your Eggo house with photographs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh. And then you wouldn't have to spend so much on eggs. No. Eggs, of course, do go off eventually.
Yes.
So you won't have rotten eggs in the house.
Yes.
And then you can have your little Galway girl egg come over and
with a
have
photo.
A fun time.
Yeah, a menage an egg.
Yes. Egg on toi.
Egg on toi.
Yes, you know, and you know what they say.
They say, what do they say about it?
They say it, look, if you want an omelette,
yes,
you're going to have to crack a few eggs.
Oh.
And let me tell you, I'm feeling hungry.
Oh,
so crack them over, crack them up, and I'll come on over.
Oh, okay, boys, thank you for that helpful information.
Wonderful. Thank you, Egg, for calling in.
Oh, no problem about that, boys.
What did you think of that, Liz?
I wasn't quite sure.
You didn't give him your advice.
Well, I listened to yours. I thought it was good. I was just going to say that perhaps he could get himself out of his scramble.
Yes.
And perhaps look on the sunny side.
Yes.
And go and, you know, poach some Benedicts.
Oh, yes. Some Benedicts. Maybe Cumberbatch.
Yes.
He might be helpful. Pope. The Pope's very helpful. Certainly for some sort of spiritual absolution.
That's notoriously poachable.
Yes, that's a wonderful, wonderful suggestion.
Well, but he's gone now, so...
He is gone. Yes. Perhaps if he's listening back,
you
can...
I'm sure he would.
Maybe, Egg, if you're listening, try and get in touch with us at another date.
Very friendly there. That was very quick. I thought it was a typo in your gob, but it was just clever.
No, this isn't any bilk.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me.
Hey, do we have time for one more caller?
I don't know. I think we do.
I think we've got one more caller.
Yeah, alrighty. Hello, caller number 3.
Hello.
Hello, caller number 3. Hey, what's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Is Adam.
Adam. Adam, what is your surname, Adam?
You really want to know?
I do.
I'll spell it for you. Okay. L-E-V-I-N-E. How do you pronounce that?
Is it Levine or Levine?
I don't know. Is it Levine or Levine?
I don't know. You're telling me.
I'm asking you.
Okay, I'm going to say it's Levine.
Levina.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Adam Levina here.
Hello, Adam Levina.
Hey, how are you?
I am living Levina Loca.
Oh, very funny over there. That's a bit of Reiki Martin.
Yes, indeed.
A good friend of mine, Reiki.
How are you, Adam?
I am well. I'm actually trapped with 4 of my best friends on an island.
Oh, goodness gracious. How did this marooning happen?
I don't know. We were on a ship, and it was actually earlier this weekend, a Sunday morning. We were out on our boat. And we arrived at this island here, and that's all I have to say about that.
I see. Okay. Well, that sounds like a very unfortunate story. Are you all right? Are you in distress? Have you got rescuers on the way?
Well, thankfully, I've been able to call you on the island. There was this payphone.
Oh well, which, that's
yes.
Handy.
I'm trying to call home. All of my something is something for you, so...
all of your phone calls are coming for us, I suppose?
Something like that, yeah.
Being redirected to us. That's understandable, you know, call 000 that comes to us.
It comes straight through to you guys, which is what I've just done, which is fantastic. Look, I've got an... We're all stuck on this island here.
Yes,
and,
goodness me.
What I'm finding is there's a fog.
Ah, yes. A thick fog.
A thick fog.
Ooh,
and
dearie me.
I am finding it's much harder to breathe than it used to be.
Yes, very good. Well, not very good in your situation.
No, it sucks.
So tell me, what materials do you have around you?
Well, around me we have... it's a great question.
Can you manufacture anything?
Well, if you're setting me up, I don't know where you're going. So I'm just going to say that what we have been working on to try and attract attention is for us to dance around a little bit on the island.
Yes, a big fire, perhaps.
We haven't really thought of that.
We could dance around a bonfire,
you probably could, but we have been, to pass the time also, while we're waiting for other ships.
Of course, yes.
We've been learning some dance moves.
Oh, really? Yes. Who are you dancing like?
Well, we've got one who's dancing over there like John Lennon, one who's dancing over there like Buddy Rich. This guy over here is dancing like Keith Richards over there. And me?
Yeah.
Well, I've got moves like Ringo Starr.
Oh, I see. He had some great moves.
He did, and it really drawed attention.
The little high-tat swish.
That's it.
Hi-hat swish.
That's it. Bang on.
Yep. That's
that's my man Ringo.
Unmistakable.
Exactly.
Ringo.
I got to tell you something, boys, while you're listening.
Yes.
Actually, before I do that, can you please send help?
Send help. Yes, we'll get the authorities right on the way.
Thank you so much.
Where can we send them to?
You send them to 100 and something Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Oh, that's next door.
Yeah, fantastic. Send them. That's where we are at the moment.
Beautiful. Oh, well, we'll pop down after. Look, let me tell you, the rain is falling, so we might get there a bit slow.
Oh, that's totally fine. Don't stress. Here's what's happened the other day.
Yes.
Can I tell you a story?
Please.
The other day,
nothing more.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway, so you better listen. So I've got a darling wife.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm straight. I don't know for sure.
I have a feeling that potentially, maybe your wife kicked you out and that's why you were marooned on this island.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Well,
because I do remember hearing you in the news a little while ago for some, perhaps some adulterous texts.
Well,
being exchanged.
I cannot confirm nor deny, but I did get home one night. I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes, the chaos that controlled her mind.
That sounds like a good song.
I whispered goodbye and she got on a plane.
Oh, well.
Never yes. to return again, but
goodness me.
She's always in my heart. Anyway, wow. That was pretty sad, but prior to that, I lost my e-tag.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So your wife's gone. She's left you. You're now here.
Well, I tried my best to feed her appetite, kept her coming every night.
Oh, I see. Oh, you know.
So hard to
What was she coming for? Coming
well,
for dinner?
She maybe. Kept playing love like it was just a game. And she pretended to feel the same, but she'd turn around and she'd leave again. Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
This love, bloody hell.
I know. It has. Disregard the E-tag thing. We're going to leave it at it's taken its goddamn toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before.
Well, yes. I mean, in the one instance or while she was getting on the plane, never to return again.
That's it. That was a pretty, except for that situation there, yeah.
Oh,
and I told her, I said, I'll fix these broken things. I will repair these broken wings.
Wowee.
And make sure that everything's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
This is poetic, Adam Levina.
Well, Philip.
Yes.
My pressure on your hips.
Oh! Be careful of my left one. I've had a hip reco recently.
I'm sinking my fingertips into every inch of you.
Wow.
Because I know that's what you want me to do.
I do have a lot of crevices that need cleaning.
Help.
Please,
help. 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 Well, I think you've done your time.
Well, we, Adam Levina, perhaps we'll take this offline.
Yes, we've called the authorities. I was just doing that a moment ago for you. Yeet.
That's quite hot and heavy, Adam. How are we even meant to be helping you there, dear Adam? Or just want to get your fingertips into my crevices?
Come on, Adam.
Good old grief, Adam. Not sure what Margaret would have to say to this.
I don't know either. Adam, what do you got to say to that? Well, Adam,
Adam, come on, buddy.
Yeah, well, fingers trace your every outline. Oh, yeah. And paint a picture with my hand. Oh, whoa. And back and forth we sway like branches in a storm. Change the weather, still together when it ends.
Well, it is the middle of, I suppose we're going from autumn to spring. No, we're going from spring into summer.
That's it, exactly.
So there is a lot of wind on the horizon.
Hey, boys.
Bit of rain as well.
Yes. Hey, boys.
Yes, Adam Levina.
You drain me dry.
Oh, wowee.
And make me wonder why I'm even here.
We're glad to have a avid listener in you.
Look, I want to stay, but you know very well I want you gone.
Oh, wow.
You're not fit to tread the ground that I am walking on.
Well, that's okay. You're on your island. We're over here.
Boys, I'm high. See ya.
Catch you later, Adam Levine.
Adam is a wild unit.
Well, I think perhaps he's popped some pills
Thanks
on his
for
island.
Handling him.
I don't know if I handled him at all. I think he handled me.
He scooped you out like, you know that time when you had a Mars bar caught under there and I had to get it out for you? It like... Scraped along it like I was cleaning out a, you
had
know.
To get turpentine to clean that out. Absolutely. Mineral terps.
It's like when you've just gone to the drive-thru, right?
Yes.
Just bear with me with this.
Okay.
You've gone to the drive-thru, and miraculously you've dropped your sundae.
Yes.
But when the window's down. But it goes in between the crack of the window.
Oh, no, no, no.
And you get
the
coat hanger out to scoop it out. That's what it's like getting the Mars bar out of your...
Oh, God. That's why you got to drive slow on a Sunday morning.
You do. Yeah, yeah.
We got there. Hey.
Hey.
Buddy.
What an episode.
It's been a long episode.
We got one segment out.
One more segment to go, though. DIY.
DIY, yes. Big day for DIY today. We have an email again. Special request here.
Indeed. We had to do a bit of... We had to get the pencils out, my friend.
We did.
We did. We, well, let me tell you. We got the HB, we got the 2B, and we got the B.
Yes.
Got them all out, all the graphite pens.
Yes, we did.
And... We, I'm not sure if...
Just pull your mouth away from the mic.
Sorry about that. Back out here.
Yes. Got the pencils out.
We got the pencils out and we did some drawing, didn't we?
We did.
We did some doodling.
We did do some doodling.
And we did the doodling in Yugoslavia.
Yes, it's actually quite an old segment, but we've been asked to bring it back. So have a listen to us. Listen to us.
Informer. Former Yugoslavia.
Yes, here is us doodling in Yugoslavia.
I'm all done.
You're finished mine too, Philip.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, looks pretty
good. That's a great drawing, buddy.
Well, what did you draw?
I draw a doodle.
Oh, cool. Me too.
Great, there it is.
Love that.
Good bit of segment throwback.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Phil,
out of the archives.
Well, certainly out of the archives.
And back into them.
And straight back in, catalogued in a new section. Hey, Philip.
Get that Dewey decimal point on it.
Yes, doodly decimal point, more like.
Hey, bud.
Hey, guess what time it is?
It's time to fuck off.
Yeah, well, yeah, if there's one thing you're not... It's wrong, baby.
Oh, dear.
All right. Oh, well, put them there and shake them, baby.
Beautiful.
Love and that. Sleep tight.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yes, but you can let them kiss if you
want. Oh, yeah. That's fine. So long as it's consent.
If it's a consensual bed bug kiss.
Enthusiastic.
It must be.
Absolutely.
With vigor. And vim.
What is vim?
Vigor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
Vim. Sounds...
I feel like you can't have VIM without
protocol or something.
It does, doesn't it? Sounds like
what's your VIM number?
Yeah.
Might find it on a car or something.
Yeah, probably, yes.
Don't sleep in a car.
Your vehicle identification number.
That's a different story.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, love those big bugs.
Have a good week.
Yeah, mate, you too. Hope you don't get pooed on again.
Imagine that.
Yeah. They say getting pooed on is good luck.
Yeah, it sucks.
No good.
No, people say good luck. Why is it good luck? Because everything else is slightly better than that.
Puts your day in perspective.
I don't
think so. It ruins your day.
Yeah, well,
it
ruined my 6 of my days.
Oh, yeah, well, exactly. Ruined your week.
Yeah, it ruined my marriage.
Oh, exactly.
Go damn pigeon.
What's it on? No easy off bam is going to fix that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No oxyaxa max is no, bringing back
no,
her.
No homo.
No
wo. No homo.
No homo.
Yes. Hey, have a good one.
Catch you later, buddy.
See you later. Which one do I do?
I don't know. Do we still do this?
No, I don't think we have.
We haven't really.
No, see you later, Philip.
Bye.
Please.